This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can join us here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. In our studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Rich Paul.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls and thoughts. We've covered licensing. We just had a very upset caller calling to reprimand us for supporting the idea of freedom to travel and freedom to do business. And when you combine those two things together, you should have the freedom to travel and do business, meaning if you want to pick up some product and take it somewhere and then get paid for it, you should be legally able to do that. You should be able to do that without being threatened. You should be able to do that without having some man with a gun come after you and put you in a cage. You should be able to also do the same thing for taking a person from point A to point B. And that's what our friend Christopher David is in hot water for tonight. He's an activist, a Free State Project early mover who lives on the seacoast of New Hampshire, who has been continuing to give Uber rides to people despite it being prohibited in the city of Portsmouth. And now he's facing felony charges for so-called wiretapping when a bouncer at a bar called the police on him. He recorded the interaction. And in New Hampshire, unfortunately, the wiretapping laws are pretty bad. Now, in New Hampshire, mostly, it's a much more free place than a lot of places around the U.S. and around the world. But there's, you know, every state's got their issues, and the wiretapping law is one of the ones that needs to get fixed here sooner rather than later. We'll give you the latest on what's going on with Chris David. And also, if we get a chance to tell you a little bit more about Schaefer Cox. I pulled up a piece on his website, freeschafercox.com, which is a very long article that he wrote kind of telling his side of the story. And this is a guy who was, according to him, railroaded by the government, and they made it look like he supported violence. But he claims that there are over 50 instances on FBI recordings of him saying no to violence proposed by the government, but that they were prevented from showing that to the jury. So it sounds like the fix was in on this case. And if you want to learn more, I'll put the link to the story up on our Facebook and our Twitter, so you can get more detail, because it's way too long for us to read on the air. Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich. Hello, Tim.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a couple questions. First off, I wanted to ask the ask your guest. He was actually, I'm sorry, I wasn't your guest. It was the last caller. I shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to ask your last caller anything. Sorry. No. Now you said cognitive dissonance with him. Yes, that was clear. But yes, I'm actually a great advocate of freedom to travel. Obviously, a license. When you have a license, it means you're engaged in a professional activity. A professional activity means that you can't be regulated by the government. If you're regulated by the government, they can tell you when, if, or how you do whatever you do.
Right.
Obviously, your right to travel is your right to travel, and having a driver license, driver being a particular professional activity and a license required for that, means that you are under the basically under the complete thumb of the government in that sense. And so when you're paying taxes, he was saying something, your last caller was saying something about recording.
Are you making a moral or a legal argument there? Are you saying that the law says they have a right to do it, or that they actually have a right to prevent you from giving people a ride and taking money for doing it?
Oh, no, I'm saying that you actually have a right to do whatever you want to do. It's your own person. I mean, that's the beauty of our being individuals, of our being free and sovereign individuals. We can do, say, and think what we like. And
does that change when we become engaged in commerce, when we start taking money for doing a thing?
No, I'd say that if you decide that you're going to let the government tell you when, if, or how you do the certain thing, yes, you may actually have to say, I've decided that I've given my allegiance to this particular entity or body or force outside of myself rather than being a free individual and doing what I choose to do for myself. Yes.
So you would not you would not advocate licensing then. You are you're on our side.
I don't.
Freedom
no,
to,
I don't advocate
do
licensing
business.
At all. No, I, and as a matter of fact, I mean, and the thing, I'm going to talk about the, if I may, there's some little commercials that come on in between on the breaks.
Yeah.
When people are saying now this one that really bothers me, and I can't understand why anybody would ever fall for it. When a particular individual is coming on now, maybe a professional individual or otherwise, but the individual is coming on and saying something in relation to paying money to the government. Okay. Now I'm not going to say how or what or whatever it happens to be, but saying this person is an advocate for you, helping you to pay down or stop paying or not stop paying, not necessarily stop paying, but pay down or make a settlement with the government as far as what they say you owe them. They're telling you they're holding a gun to your head. They're holding an axe over your neck and saying you have to do what we say, or we take your hat off, or we send you to prison, or we do whatever we want to do. We send men to the house with clubs to beat you to death. I mean, whatever it happens to be. And then they say, then your neighbors all say, well, you're such a nice guy until the police showed up. And then, we found out he was a scofflaw. Well, no, not necessarily. He was an individual who decided to stand up for his rights. The government came and decided that his rights had nothing to do with what they wanted. We don't have rights. We only have wrongs. The wrongs of the government decide our rights.
I wish we had rights. I love the idea of rights. I think it's a great concept. I think it's something that people should respect. But the government guys don't agree. And you're absolutely right about that, Tim. I mean, they just do whatever they want to do for the most part. And they usually get away with it. I was talking with one of my neighbors about this today. That, you know, when you stand up for yourself, and if you stand up against the aggressions of the state agents, even on something as simple as, like, a housing violation, a zoning ordinance violation, they're not used to that. They're used to people just rolling over and doing whatever it is that they're told to do. But if somebody acts like they have rights, a lot of times the government doesn't really know how to handle it. Sometimes, like in the case of Rich and the 420 celebrations that he threw years ago, they'll handle it in a violent manner. They'll try to arrest the person that they think is in charge of the people who are exercising their rights, in the hopes that targeting the person who they believe is in charge is going to dissuade the supposed followers from continuing exercising their rights. And in some cases, that tactic may actually work. In the case here in Keene, it backfired on them because when you got arrested, Rich, they about 50 of us went over and smoked out in behind the police station, and then the next day they tried arresting someone else, and then another 50 people went and smoked inside, smoked pot, by the way, smoked cannabis, inside police station.
I think it might have been closer to 100. Those are some big crowds.
Well, I remember there being 100-something people in the Central Square, and then like half of them went to the police station, and the other half stayed in Central Square and just kind of continued the party. So I remember there was like a split.
Yeah. There were definitely people still there when we walked back from the jail and smoked again.
So standing up for yourself is going to attract attention, and sometimes it's going to be a negative style attention, as Christopher David is finding out here on the Seacoast after having disobeyed the government and gone and given rides to people and done so illegally. The guy's a hero. Tim, other comments? Go ahead.
Actually, I only wanted to say the one thing. You're talking in relation to the smoking marijuana celebration 420. I'm from California, but I live in Wyoming now. I mean, I understand the draw, and I understand that, I understand what it's about. It's freedom, basically. If you want to put a plant in your body, if you want to decide to chop off your fingers, fine. You chop off your fingers. Don't make me pay for it. Don't tell me I have to. But at the same time, I mean, I'm not saying, in relation to what you're doing, but you're talking about the organizations of different people who do things. I mean, and then you said in relation to that, there's an organization and it has a supposed head to it. They're saying that if they cut off the head, the body will die, but they're all heads. I mean, that's the whole thing. There's no actual organized. It's individuals getting together to agree to do a certain thing, and it's not a conspiracy.
Good call, man. I appreciate where you're coming from. You got a good perspective on things, and thanks for making the call tonight. That's Tim in Wyoming. Our toll-free number for you, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio, and we're talking about rights and also your freedom to travel, anything you want to go with. Just go see her right on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And Rich is here courtesy of the Church of the Invisible Hand. Rich, what is the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Well, the Church of the Invisible Hand is a new libertarian church which has been formed in Keene, New Hampshire. Our estimated prophets include Adam Smith, Ayn Rand, Murray Rothbard, Robert Heinlein, lots of scientists, science fiction authors, and economists. We believe that any will that God has for us is expressed through the laws of nature, and that therefore if we want to look for what we should be doing, we should study the laws of nature and see what they dictate, the laws of economics, biology, physics, chemistry, etc.
You just launched a website for the church?
Yeah, it's still under construction, but it's at invisiblehand.church, and we should actually have the wiki up by the end of the night.
And also, it's on Facebook as Church of the Invisible Hand.
It sure is. And invisiblehand.church has links to all of our various Facebook pages.
Perfect. So check that out when you get a chance for more of Rich Paul. Also, he is an occasional blogger over at freekeen.com. And if you go to freekeen right now, freekeen.com, you'll see live video. I don't know if he's live at the moment because I haven't gone to look, but there has been multiple live streams, and there may still be more coming from the seacoast of New Hampshire as activists are on the scene outside of a very unfreedom-friendly bar that has a bouncer that has snitched on local Uber driver Christopher David and likely other Uber drivers for taking people places, for picking someone up and taking them elsewhere, and in some cases picking up patrons of the very bar for which the man is a bouncer.
Now, of course, just to clarify, we don't really know that the bar or the management is anti-freedom. All we know is that they have an anti-Freeman bouncer who...
Anti-freedom, yeah.
Did I say...
You said okay. Anti-Freeman. I mean, maybe
okay.
Anti-Freeman as
well.
Well,
if they're anti-freedom, they're probably anti-Freeman. The,
yeah.
The two go together.
But what the bar has also done... So maybe it wasn't the bar in this other case, but it's my understanding this particular bar kicked out two people from the bar, not on the same night or anything, just a different night, that one of the bouncers there, and maybe it was the same guy, kicked out two people for kissing, two gay people for kissing in the bar.
Oh, really?
Now, again, it's their bar, and they're certainly free to kick out whoever they want for whatever reason they want. But if that's true, and if it's the policy of the bar to do things like that, then that may also be an indicator that this bar isn't particularly friendly towards its own patrons.
It's definitely not something that I approve of, although I would fight for their freedom to do that, but I wouldn't patronize their,
exactly.
their establishment if they did.
And I think that's part of the protest today, or tonight, it's going on right now, is to discourage people from attending this bar. They have protesters outside who are striking up conversations with folks and, you know, asking them or suggesting, letting them know what the bar's bouncer has been up to, and suggesting that they go to a bar down the street and patronize them.
Really? Did they suggest a particular bar?
I believe they have, because there's one that is in particularly friendly towards the Free Uber movement. FreeUber.org is the website started by Christopher David. We got Aaron. He's on the line listening in Philly on via Skype. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Because of your show, I became an illegal Uber driver this
really?
Last month.
Nice.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
So I found out in Philadelphia that they are maintaining, in spite of state legislation, their own ban on Uber drivers. There's a civil penalty of $2,000 and then a criminal penalty of up to $2,500 and a year in jail.
Wow, that's pretty serious.
Yeah, they were impounding cars quite a bit for a while, but... there have been high enough numbers that they've said the cost of enforcement at this point would be prohibitive.
When you say there have been high enough numbers, what do you mean?
So there's enough Uber drivers running around Philly, at least at this point, because of the opportunity, I guess, to earn, that the city can't afford to enforce it, or else they would basically be doing that 24 hours a day.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, how long is this conflict between Uber... is it the state or the city? You're saying the state allows it, but the city does not?
So Uber started in Philadelphia about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
and the city was not allowing it. There is a Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, and then there's a Philadelphia Transportation Authority. They're the only city that has their own separate rules for taxis and everything. And the state gave Uber, I believe it was a year of an injunction to say, all right, statewide, you're allowed to do this. There was a question over whether or not they had the authority to permit it in Philadelphia. But they said, at least while we hear the arguments and everything and come up with the final determination, we're going to give you a temporary license to operate in the state of Pennsylvania.
They're getting that to Uber, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, the state legislature is still hearing arguments, and they will come to a decision at the end of this period.
So they have a temporary state-level license, but they have nothing at the city level, and the city is still harassing them despite their state license.
Well, the city is petitioning now for the state to cut an exemption for the Philadelphia Transportation Authority to allow them to continue their licensing and regulation within the city limits of Philadelphia.
But, interesting. But you're saying they've also backed off on enforcing against the Uber drivers, so it's still technically illegal, but they haven't been making arrests or confiscating cars?
Like I said, there's not. They decided it wasn't economically viable to put all their police on to trying to get rid of all these Uber drivers, and it's a
very strange thing for a government to say, because normally, you know, when they ticket people, they pay, so there's money in it for them. If they ticket you, most people will pay the ticket, and then if they impound a car, they're going to go to pay the impound fee. So usually there's money to be made in impounding and ticketing. I'm surprised.
I don't know how profitable that really is, because once you've paid the lawyers and the courtrooms, it may well be that this just turned out to be unprofitable for them. What I'm kind of amazed for is it sounds like, you know, multiple cars have been impounded from Uber drivers, and several of them have been at least cited, if not arrested. And I'm thinking it's amazing contrast between here and there that this has obviously been going on for a while, and we didn't know about it, even though we specifically watch for this kind of news.
Well, there's so many stories about Uber, you couldn't possibly see them all. I mean, they are embattled in multiple cities all across the globe. And we have seen things like in New York City, there's a very similar story as what's happened in Philly. And I did hear about this, Rich, where nearly 500 cars have been impounded in New York City. And this was as of the midsummer when I saw that number. So who knows how many have been impounded since then. But there were 500 cars that have been impounded in New York City for driving for Uber. So good luck on the roads, Aaron. Let us know if you have any good stories in the future, and thanks for the call tonight. You can join us here at 855 453. And then in places like Hong Kong and in France, the Uber head offices have actually been raided by the police. So, you know, which Uber story do you talk about? Is it the one with the raids? Is it one with the 500 car impounds? There's so much out there. It's Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used not to do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live. We've got a toll free number. It's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you have Skype. If you don't have Skype, it might be worth an install. If you like the idea of calling the show, we like the idea of you sounding better, and Skype will usually accomplish that for you. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Rich Paul.
And if you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, I recommend you visit saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. That's where you can save 20%, 30%, 40%, even more on the stuff that you buy at Amazon. Now, the more patient you are, the more you can save. If you're in a hurry, well, you can use Purse Instant and save 5% instantly. But if you're willing to wait just a little bit, if you put in 20%, in my experience, if I put in 20% discount, I'll get that within just a few hours of having placed the order through saveatpurse.com. Now, the catch is you have to use Bitcoin in order to make all of this possible. And saveatpurse.com is a great little video that you can watch to explain the whole process to you. I've used it more than 24 times myself over the last year, and I'm a huge fan because I've saved as little as 20%, as much as 40%. On items that I've purchased through saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. If you don't have Bitcoin, it's not going to be able to help you out. So, but you can still go to saveatpurse.com and learn about it and then sign up for an account there. And when you do that through saveatpurse.com, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your purchase prices. Let's go to Stoner Jim Bobby calling from Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Rich.
Howdy, dudes.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask the minister from the Church of the Invisible Hand job a question about morals.
This is James from Arizona, by the way, for anyone who didn't recognize his voice. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, thanks for the introduction.
Go ahead with your question, James.
What you want to know, bro?
You need me to repeat it?
You didn't ask your question yet.
I just asked the minister from the Invisible Hand Job.
Okay. That's not actually the name of the organization. It's Church of the Invisible Hand. But what can I help you with?
Well, Stoner, try to have some sense of humor. Anyway,
it's not working out for you, but go ahead.
So you didn't actually have a question to ask. You just wanted to make a joke?
I know it's not working out. But anyway, you have a fellow minister from a Shire Free Church, or I should say the New Hampshire Free Church, that is, that likes to continually smear me on public airwaves. Now, where is your moral code, Minister Paul?
He likes to mirror you?
Smear, I think he said. Are you referring to Mark?
Smear you.
Are you referring to Mark Edge, our co-host?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's not a minister of the Church of the Invisible Hand, but he and I are both ministers of the Shire Free Church. I don't know.
What is your moral code informing?
I've never once heard Stoner Jim Bobby. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the question. I've never once heard Mark get on the air and say anything about James in Arizona unless James in Arizona was on the phone.
Yeah. I don't know. I know Mark to be an honest man, so my gut feeling is that whatever he said was probably true and not liable. But do I think it's a bad thing to be lying about people? Yeah, well, absolutely.
Yeah, if that were the case.
But
sure.
I would have to see some evidence before I concluded that Mark had done that.
See,
so.
No one would care enough to say anything about James in Arizona unless he actually was calling into the show. Otherwise, we don't think about you, James. And sometimes we'll send messages off the air. Sometimes James will send, like on Skype, you can type to people on Skype. So sometimes he'll send these rambling, angry screeds over Skype. And Mark will copy the text of that, and then we'll paste it onto a Facebook page called Things James Wittekind Says. And that's something that has upset James.
But okay.
If James hadn't said those things in the first place, there wouldn't be a page of things that James Wittekind said.
Well, so, James, if you're listening, why don't you send us some nice messages, and I'll ask Mark to copy and paste those to the board, too, so people get a reasonable, balanced understanding of who you are.
I don't ever recall him saying anything nice. So the only time James has ever talked about on this show is after he calls in. When we come on the air, we don't have plans to talk about James in Arizona. We have no interest in talking about James in Arizona until he calls and makes some ridiculous, says something ridiculous on the air. We usually end up disconnecting the call like we did here tonight. And then we will continue to comment afterwards because it can be hard to have a conversation when people are trying to talk over top of one another. So if you hear us talking about James in Arizona, let's say you've just tuned in and we're talking about James in Arizona, it's because he just called in. It's not because we were talking about him before that.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever been really a major source of interest around here.
Nope, not at all. So join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Christopher David arrested today after turning himself in on a warrant for felony wiretapping charges. David is 29 years old, and he and his wife, I think his wife, are about to have a son. She was very, very pregnant during Keenvention. As you may recall, Rich, we just finished with Keenvention over this past weekend. It was our third annual fall convention that happens here in New Hampshire. Great excuse to come on up and check out the Liberty community here, at least a very small slice of it. And Chris David was there with his wife, Kayla, and she was super pregnant, and apparently she was, like, ready to give birth any moment. And so yesterday he was preparing up to, like, 4 in the morning to, birth this baby, apparently, at home. They're going to do a home birth. Mm-hmm. And that's when he got the call from the police telling him that they had a warrant out for his arrest. I mean, you couldn't ask for more ridiculous and outrageous timing on the part of the police here.
Yeah, it's true.
He literally could have missed his own son's birth because of this situation. And after his arrest at the city police station, David was released on $5,000 personal recognizance, according to SeacoastOnline.com. He was scheduled to be arraigned in January at the district court And he said the wiretapping stems from a video that he recorded and posted to YouTube while driving for Uber last month. In the video, a bouncer from the local bar at which people are protesting tonight can be heard warning David that Uber is illegal in Portsmouth and telling him that fines for violating the city's new transportation ordinance are $500 for a first offense and $1,000 for subsequent violations. Also recorded was a city police officer who subsequently gave David a similar warning. The officer recorded by David telling him that he was more than welcome to come to town, but that it was illegal for Uber to operate. And so the story goes on to sort of explaining what has happened here, where the city of Portsmouth has essentially outlawed ride-sharing services by making it difficult and unnecessary, making them jump through unnecessary hoops in order to do business. Because they are claiming that someone who has a misdemeanor conviction within the last 7 years shouldn't be able to operate to take somebody for a ride in Portsmouth. And obviously Uber doesn't agree with that interpretation. They have their own standards for background checks. They do have a background check that all of their drivers have to pass in order to become a driver. And it sounds like they think that the Portsmouth background check is way too stringent. And so they're not going to jump through those hoops. And as a result, now you've got Chris David being arrested for supposed wiretapping charges in this case. And so he hasn't actually been arrested for taking people anywhere. He hasn't been ticketed yet for being an Uber driver. They went to the maximum with him. They went for felony charges to really teach him a lesson. And ultimately, all he was doing was recording audio of something that was happening to him in a public place. Now, look, I think you should be able to record audio of anything that happens to you in your life. I don't care if you're in a private business or you're in your private home or you're in a public place. But New Hampshire's wiretapping laws are the worst, some of the worst, in the United States. They require all parties to consent to the recording in order for it to be legal. Apparently, they're going to argue that even if it's in public. And so I hope that they fail in this this particular case, but this could be a landmark case.
My reading of the statute is that he should win, but who knows what they'll do.
All right, so our toll-free number here tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We actually have Christopher David. He is on hold. He's coming up.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You've got a few moments remaining, maybe enough time for you if you get your call in right now. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Rich in the studio here with you. You can join us online anytime you like. Brand new website. Go to freetalklive.com. It's been redesigned and it looks great. There's also still the AMP program because, you can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations for $5 a month. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about liberty on a regular basis, 7 nights a week live, you can throw $5 a month our way through the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, like advertise, market, and promote. And we'll use the money to invest into Free Talk Live and spread these concepts to more people, to more radio stations. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, as well as the AMP-only podcast and more. Get started at amp.freetalklive.com. Christopher David is on the line with us.
Hey,
he's in New Hampshire. Hello, Christopher.
Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Hey, Chris. Doing great. You got Ian and Rich in the studio here. I appreciate you calling in tonight. I know Shire Dude has been broadcasting live on Bamboozer, and we've got his links over at freekeen.com. And as one of our posters online points out, Shire Dude, by recording audio and video on the streets of Portsmouth, is committing a felony, apparently, just as they are alleging that you did by recording a guy out in public who was a bouncer at a club or at a bar in downtown Portsmouth. And that's part of what the protest is about tonight. Tell me what the scene is like down there, or was.
The scene is quite awesome. We've got about 15 to 20-ish people came out from Keene, from Manchester, from Seacoast, protest this bar, this outside of which I got, you know, the video posted a couple weeks ago of a cop, a bouncer, and a taxi person all trying within a span of 3 minutes to prevent me via blocking me or via yelling at me from picking up an Uber customer. That video is the reason that I was, for the first time in my life, arrested today. I got out on bail a few hours ago for felony wiretapping charges.
More than one or just one?
Felony.
Just one charge? Okay, just one.
Yeah, one charge.
So I got out on a $5,000 personal recognizance bail. My court date is January 4th. On our way driving home from the police department, my pregnant 39-week pregnant fiance had a contraction, so we were like super nervous. I mean, happy that basically, like, the reason I turned myself in instead of dragging it out, which I wanted to do, is because my fiance could go into labor at any minute, and I just didn't want the cops to sweep in and take me out of my house. I mean, two Dover cops knocked on my door this morning when I was out shopping, and they were there to arrest me. They told my fiance that they were going to be back later that day if I didn't go and turn myself in. So that's what I did.
Wow. And so you were booked, fingerprinted, processed, let go with this felony charge hanging over your head. Presumably you're out on some bail conditions as well?
Yes. One of the conditions is I can't go within 100 feet of the Daniel Street Tavern, so I'm calling now from 105 feet outside of the Daniel Street Tavern, and a couple guys are hanging here with me.
So you said, like, as many as 15 people out there at this protest. My understanding, mainstream media came early on when there were only about three. Did they stick around long enough for more people to show up, or is it going to look kind of bad on the media tonight?
They did stick around. The main event, I mean, they reached out to me on Facebook just a few hours ago, and they actually wanted to interview me about this thing, and I said, you know, you're welcome to come interview me, but you know, you should probably also come and get this activist action that we're doing downtown. So they came over to my house first, got a really good interview with me. You know, they wanted to get to the Daniel Street Tavern early, kind of before everyone got there, so they could interview the owner. They interviewed the owner and maybe some passersby or something, I don't know, but they stuck around for about, there's probably about five or six people when they left, so they got some footage. It should make for a pretty good thing, and that's actually going on air tonight at 10:17 p.m. on Fox 25 Boston.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure they'll post that online later, and then we'll find that and post it over at freekeen.com for all of our listeners around the globe to check that out. But your point, what you said there brings up a big question I think both Rich and I have had about the owner of this tavern. Is there any indicator as to whether or not he supports his bouncer who was acting against you, who called the police against you and snitched you out to the police for being an Uber driver? Was that something that the bouncer did with the blessings of the owner of the tavern? Does anyone know that?
We know now because it's a she, actually, and one of our people kind of, like, asked her to come over and talk to me, so she walked the 100 feet over to where I was, and we actually talked for a good 5 minutes, and she, you know, she had some, you know, criticisms of Uber, mostly corporate Uber, and some criticisms of me for daring to break the law, but, you know, I asked her straight up, like, is it a policy of your establishment, as we've heard, that the taxis are trying to do is recruit bars into telling their customers not to take Uber. She said, no, they have no such policy, and the bouncer was operating, you know, independently. So it's good to have that kind of cleared up a little bit, but she, you know, wasn't really backing down from the whole, you know, hiring someone who, you know, she said they have multiple people, you know, customers that use Uber and will call Ubers and take Ubers home. And my question to her was, well, you know, does this bouncer yell at every Uber driver who comes up? Because he harassed me when I came up. And I wanted to know if she kind of didn't answer that one. But good to have some clarity there. But, you know, we're still happy to see that people are coming to kind of raise awareness about this and just tell people, hey, you know, this person is being employed by this establishment. You should know about it.
One of the things that was impressive to me about tonight's event was it was organized, it seemed like, this afternoon. I only saw the invitation to the event this afternoon, and I don't know if it had been created prior to that, but I had the feeling like someone literally threw this together afternoon today and said, okay, let's go there at 7 o'clock tonight, and let's make some signs at 5 o'clock, and then travel there from 6 to 7, and you got 13 to 15 people showing up, basically at the drop of a hat. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we actually had two kind of overlapping Facebook events. JP had created a Top Lock event about a week ago. We were actually planned, you know, to bring him and a couple of people out that kind of grew out of some talks at Teamvention last weekend. So we had kind of it today earmarked, but then someone else made another Facebook event and came up with a kind of a sign waving thing. So things came together really nicely.
Yeah, it looks really good, and I'm sure we're going to get video. I know JP from Keen Coplock was there today. He went out early this morning and met up with you, and so he was there, as I understand it, when you turned yourself in. So there is going to be some video of that, as I've been told.
Yeah, JP took me to and from the police station and has a nice interview with me. We'll get that uploaded pretty soon here.
Very cool.
Sorry, I didn't make it to your protest, Chris, but I had a good excuse. I had to be on Free Talk Live.
No worries, Rich.
Well, it sounds like they had it. That's what I was telling Rich. I'm like, you know, we've got enough activists here in New Hampshire. They've got this thing handled. And, you know, more than a dozen people showing up at super short notice. I consider that to be a major success. You've also managed to get media to show up. And I don't know if that's was that just a coincidence because I sent a press release the other night and they had just contacted you because of that? Or because I know I'd sent a press release out about you being threatened with arrest, that the warrant had been put out. Or did they know about the protest? Or you said you informed them of the protest, so they didn't even know about that, right?
A journalist posted on the Free Uber Facebook page about one of the things I had posted about the arrest. It was either your article or the FST one. One of those, she said, hey, we'd like to talk to Chris about you know, the taxi harassment, and I told her about the other event. So that happened nicely.
Cool. Anything else you want to share from the event tonight? I heard police showed up. I don't know if you were there for that part because you couldn't be down by the actual location.
Yeah, I can't get that close. I'm just super happy and grateful for people who would come out and the people who've supported us on Facebook or whatever. Just if you haven't so far, you know, like us on Facebook. Free Uber is the name of our Facebook page.
And freeuber.org is the website. Are you going to, now that you've got felony charges over your head, are you going to continue driving for Uber?
I don't know. I got to kind of check with my lawyer on that because one of the conditions of the bail is to, like, maintain good behavior. So I don't know. Usually
that means the default for that definition is no misdemeanors, no felonies, no major motor vehicle violations. Odds are good an Uber ticket would not be any one of those three things, but yeah, it would certainly
it
be good
might to be a major.
Violating the ordinance, the new transportation ordinance here actually is a misdemeanor, so that would trigger the
$5,000
bail.
Okay, yeah, then you're right about that. Okay, yeah, you probably want to cool your jets on that one and let the grandmother do all the heavy lifting in this case.
Hey, I'll come out and cover for you if I can use your car.
Hey, thanks, Chris. I appreciate hearing from you here tonight. We'll keep in touch. It's Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable